Hello and welcome back to Game Over for episode 2. I am one half of your hosting Prowess Lethal. Here with me, as always, is Nico.
Hi everybody.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm still tired, like last week, but I'm good.
What a fort! I feel like it's I feel like it's been so long since our last recording. It's only been 2 weeks, but it feels longer.
I know. I think it's just because we've been so busy, maybe.
And so much has happened, like, in the world in general, but at gaming as well. So much has happened.
So much excitement recently.
But, not to get all serious, but I did want to open the episode and just send our thoughts to our LGBT friends in Brunei. We hope you're all staying safe. I'm not sure if anyone listening, if you're not aware, they've basically introduced stoning people to death for being in consensual same-sex relationships. So it's become a new law in the country of Brunei. Safe to say, you won't be visiting there anytime in my life.
Nope.
And I hope the Sultan Hassan al-Balkai never visits Australia again. Sidebar, thanks to Australia, the people of Australia who've been campaigning to cancel his visas and private runways and thing to Australia, we appreciate it.
If we can do it to, I don't know, I think it's like Snoop Dogg got banned from here. I'm pretty sure we can ban him.
Yeah. I don't know.
I thought Australia was backwards.
This is just wrong on so many levels. So if for some reason you're in Brunei and you're listening to this, hey. and how the heck did you find us? But seriously, though, we hope you stay safe and that the UN interjects soon and does something, because this is just... like,
that is,
you know,
awful.
We're talking about games and fun things and all that kind of stuff. I can't imagine what it would be like living in a world where that is your reality.
Constantly hiding, but at the same time playing video games. But it is a scary thought.
It is. Let's jump into some lighter news now.
Yes.
Now, Nico, you can lead with this. You had a very good, very early morning the other morning.
Yes.
On Friday, as you're officially calling it. Tell us all about it.
Friday started at about 4 a.m. Well, actually, by the time the news broke, it was closer to 5. But Borderlands 3 finally got announced. It's been confirmed. It is coming. We are not entirely sure when, but it is coming. After 6-7 years of waiting around, we've finally got the official third installment. And on top of that, we got a bunch of other Borderlands news. They also announced that we are getting a remake of Borderlands Game of the Year Edition. Finally, as well, this is the first time we are getting a remake of the first game for current-gen consoles, which will come to us in glorious 4K, which I can't view yet because I still have a shitty old TV. But also the handsome collection of Borderlands 2 and Borderlands pre-sequel are getting their own free 4K and HDR upgrades. So we can enjoy both Borderlands Game of the Year Edition and those free 4K upgrades for 2 and pre-sequel as of April 3rd. Oh, and also Borderlands 2 VR is finally getting the DLC content that we've all been waiting for sometime later this year.
Yeah. Didn't you think, too, that the footage for 3 just looked incredible? I think... like, graphically, you can notice the significant upgrade
yes.
in this edition.
Just honestly, because I knew what the art style is. I mean, I'm thinking, how are they going to upgrade this?
Yeah.
I did have my hopes, but I was still having some doubts. But once I saw it all, I'm like, is this high def? Like, what is this? And it was like so colorful and vibrant and sharp and all of that. And I'm just excited about it. Like, I'm so much more excited about it now just because it looks so much more beautiful than like number two in the pre-sequel.
Yeah. So are we happy that it is not a, because the theory was that this wasn't Borderlands 3, that this was going to be a Fortnite Apex Legends style game.
Battle Royale.
How happy are we that it is not that?
I'm so happy that they didn't pull a Blizzard and give us something that no
a
one
shitty
wanted.
Mobile game.
Yeah. Because then when I'm reading Mayhem is Coming, I'm like, it's Borderlands news, but that doesn't exactly tell us that it's 3.
Yeah.
And then I'm hearing all of this, oh, it's a battle royale. I reckon it's a battle royale. And I'm going, no, they can't do this to us. We've been waiting for so long.
It is very exciting.
Yes. So exciting. It was worth waking up at 3:30 in the morning for it.
Well, to be fair, I saw it. I recorded the NovaStream Morning Brew podcast at 5:10. So yeah, it was nice to wake up and just be able to read it and watch it before I got stuck into that, which was really good. I'm not a fan of, you know, I used to do the whole like wake up at 3 a.m. to watch E3 things.
Oh, I did do that, unless like it was something I really wanted to see.
Yeah, I just don't think I can do that anymore. I'm too old. Like,
how old are you again?
I'm 21 forever. I 21. Just feel, I don't know. I feel like the age of getting up at 2 a.m. to watch Bethesda announce a Fallout game online that everyone's going to hate and pan is kind of...
Well, do you know what? I'm glad that 2K and Gearbox didn't do was what Bethesda did with Elder Scrolls 6, where it was 20 seconds of a very, very, very rough teaser of number 6. And we're all going, that's it?
Oh, look, this was deep. This was a meaty trailer.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't watched it, you can check it out on Game On Australia's... website, and we're also chucking it up on our Facebook at Game On, so make sure you head over and have a look if Borderlands is your thing. I'm relatively new to the Borderlands world. I know you're gonna react like that, so I have only played the Telltale Tales from the Borderlands. And I didn't know anything about the characters, anything about the franchise, and I completely fell in love with this art style and these characters through the two seasons of those games. Absolutely loved it. So then I bought the Handsome Collection, and I've only played two. I haven't played the pre-sequel yet.
I think you'll enjoy two more than pre-sequel.
Okay.
Yeah. But also, from what I'm hearing, like a day or two after this big release, this big reveal, was that people were complaining that the trailer wasn't good enough and blah, blah, blah.
Shush.
Exactly. I mean, I've got an opinion on that. I mean, they gave us something, like as you called it, meaty.
Mm-hmm.
We all like it when it's meaty.
True.
And it's basically like this Borderlands 2 trailer, very much the same sort of thing. It didn't give us any real concept of the story. It gave us meaty chunks of gameplay. It showed us all sorts of things like the weapons, enemies, locations, all of that sort of stuff. You can't really. They're going with their style. They're going with what they're known for. You can't complain about it.
Yeah, definitely not.
So, and all these people expecting so much more from them. Again, example, Elder Scrolls 6. We could have got that.
Fortunately, we did not. The
Exactly.
other
Otherwise, I would have been sitting there going, I woke up at 3:30 for
for
this.
this,
Well, they gave us that minute and 10 seconds of a teaser trailer the night before. So, yeah, that was good.
Also in news this week, Apple are making a massive swing into the gaming industry with news of Apple Arcade. Now, basically, it is a subscription style service with a few little things that I think are smart. So you can play over 100 new games at launch. Unlike other services, you'll be able to play across your iPhone, iPad, MacBook, Apple TV seamlessly. So if you start playing a game and you go, crap, I'm sitting on the lounge and now I really need to go to the toilet. How do I do this? Well, you can pause the game on your Apple TV, pick up your phone or your iPad, and head into the toilet and keep playing. Apparently, picking up exactly where you left off, it'll be seamless. Hopefully,
Seamless on
knowing.
Australian internet?
Well, the thing is, this is all, and this is why, this is not like Google streaming. This is actually going to be offline. So you can download all the games onto your devices, and there's no need to stream, which I think is freaking smart. The only thing that I'm a little concerned about is they haven't been forthcoming with the kinds of games you can play. So I think probably the biggest game I've seen so far is Sonic Racing. But is it going to be the console version of Sonic Racing or the definite mobile watered down version of Sonic Racing? I don't know. So they haven't said anything about, you're going to be able to play big third party titles. So it's still a little bit rough on the details. And no price, interestingly too, no price was announced or a release date just later this year. So time will tell if you'll be paying for just a bunch of crappy mobile games that you can probably find somewhere for free.
But this is what Alistair really wants.
No, because I don't. I'm.
No. This is what you really want. Stardew
Oh, don't even joke. Well, I already have it on everything you can possibly get it on.
Yeah, but this is, but you're really hoping that you could have this seamless play from
My.
lounge to toilet.
That's why I have it on the Switch, mate. I'm good. I'm covered.
Oh.
And I have it on my phone now.
But
I
is it
just wish it was
seamless?
cross play for everything so I could import my save from the Switch onto all my other devices. Then I would be unstoppable.
But what are your five other husbands going to say?
Not my problem.
This week on The Bachelor.
But yeah, so I'm not sure what to think about this. I think Google and Apple entering the gaming world is going to be interesting.
It's going to be very competitive.
Yeah. And I'm not really sure how to feel. Like, I think because we can't play with anything yet, there's no way to make a decision. And I kind of feel like we're going to be waiting a while, don't you?
Well, we're already going to be waiting a while for Google's, what
Yeah,
is it
I don't know
called?
if we'll actually ever get it.
Stadia?
Stevia. I keep
Stadia?
saying stevia, the stuff that they use in Diet Coke.
I keep thinking of Salvia. You know, that Miley Cyrus thing from way back.
But yeah.
But yeah, we're going to be waiting a while for Google's gaming console Stevia. Because of Stevia.
Dark code, please. Oh, Google, shush. Sorry. Stop butting in. This isn't about you. We're talking about Stevia. All right.
So, but I reckon we'll be getting apples a lot quicker.
Oh,
because somehow Apple will find a way around everything to get to Australia.
And I think this is the only thing about it. I think Apple's feels a bit more fleshed out, and whereas Google's felt more epic, if you know what I mean. Like Google really felt like, oh my God, this could be my new streaming console. Whereas Apple...
But we didn't see much of it though. We just saw a bit of it. And
yeah, but they showed you the kinds of games we're going to be able to play. So anyway, we'll see.
Yeah.
So...
Stevia?
We started off in a bit of deep territory, and we may be heading back there in a moment. So this week, I thought we would talk about gaming online. So one of the biggest questions I get from straight friends is, especially when I tell them about, hey, I'm like doing this podcast about, you know, being gay and being a gamer. And we were talking about playing online, and they're like, how does being gay ever come up in the conversation? Like, is it like, hey, follow me, let's go like hide over here and like stalk this guy and make sure you use a sniper rifle, and by the way, I like it in the bum. That's not really how it works. Just like you don't say I like vaginas, like it doesn't come up that way. So nope. And a lot of them go, well, if you're making or talking or doing a podcast about gay people for gay people, how does it even come up in the gaming world that you're gay? And I usually have quite a lengthy conversation about my experiences and about what's happened. So I just thought we'd touch on it tonight because I think it's kind of important to look into that. And I think the biggest issue is, well, for me, when I've been playing with other people online, especially in Battle Royale and team-based shooters and things like that, where the language that's used by other people is how it comes up. So, for example, you'll accidentally, definitely not on purpose, be playing, I don't know, Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing, for example. And accidentally shoot an item at one of your fellow team members by mistake and wipe them out. And then they call you, first of all, N. So I'm white, I don't even know how that is appropriate, but anyway. And then, yeah, you little N faggot. And you're like...
Oh, I thought you weren't even going to say that.
Oh, I'll say it. We talked last week. There's no power in that word anymore. And they... And the first time it happened, I just went quiet. And was like, oh, sorry, bro, trying to straight it up. Sorry, man. I didn't mean to do that. Sorry, man. Keep Please playing. Start. And then you realize as they keep saying words like effing, well, the different F word, effing faggot, effing N.
Effing C,
suck my D, lick my balls, you little faggot. Yeah, take that, you faggot. You love it when I shoot you up the ass, faggot. And that kind of... That brings it up.
Yes.
To the point where I will say, can you please turn your microphone off? Because I'm going to take my headphones off if you don't stop. And they go, are you for real? Are you for real, you little pussy? And then I have to leave the game and then try and find someone else who's not a bigoted moron to play with. And I wish I could say it's only happened once in one game. It's happened many times over many games. I actually, safe to say, it's probably happened 90 to 95% of times I've played with other people online. And this is why. This is why we create our communities, and this is why we try and connect with other people who we know, who we can play with online and be comfortable and safe and have an enjoyable experience.
I haven't had that sort of conflicting experience, really, when it comes to playing multiplayer team games like that, mainly because if I don't know them, if they're not friends of mine that I'm already in a voice party with, I generally don't hop on the mic. I usually just stay off of it. That's like partially my anxiety right there of hopping on a mic and putting my two cents in on what we all should do. But there have been, I remember one particular time, I wasn't around for it, but it was while I was offline. A couple of people in my guild in Final Fantasy XIV Online, they were talking about something. This is what a friend of mine came back to me and said. They were talking about stuff and faggot and all that were thrown around very freely, very loosely. And that was back in a time when I was like, I kind of don't like that word. But compared to now where I'm just like, I'm like you, where it's, you know.
No power. No power in that word at all.
Nothing. So yeah, back then I was like, I kind of don't like that. I don't care if it wasn't thrown at me, I just don't want to be thrown around our guild chat. So I went ahead and I said, hey, look, I hear this has been thrown around, that's been thrown around, that is not on in this guild. Mind you, I was also the leader, so I had all the power in the world to be like, you are not throwing the word faggot around. So I gave my two cents, and as per usual, the expected, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like,
oh, I love that one.
Like, that's my favorite. This is what I get told, and I don't care if you don't, well, quotation marks, don't know what I'm on about. I'm still going to say it. Don't say faggot.
Good don't old denial.
Faggots.
Good old denial.
Exactly. But apart from that, I've had, within that same game, I've been in parties, like group chats with other members of the LGBTQI, ABCD, alphabet soup gang.
Mm-hmm.
Where it didn't matter, obviously, what you were, gay, straight, bi, trans, we all got along, we all had fun, and it definitely felt like a safe place to be in and not be worried about saying, like, accidentally bringing up, oh yeah, I like dick. Like, there's none of that, like, fear of, oh, what are they going to think of me now that, you know, I'm different from all of them. But at the same time, that fear went away when I would eventually open up to all these people, especially when I'm talking about my partner, and that's how I would bring him up as my partner, because I didn't want to straight up say my boyfriend or now my fiance. And it was usually, oh, they use she or her or girlfriend, and I would just be like, oh, just correct them, just tell them, and I'd say, oh, boyfriend, correction. And they'd be like, oh, okay. And that was that. It wasn't, you know, gasp, shock, 21 questions, nothing. It was just, oh, okay. And then we just continue on the conversation. And yeah, I still felt welcomed and comfortable, and very, very comfortable, actually. Like, there wasn't that wall put up of, I don't want to talk about my sexuality, meaning I don't want to talk about anything like about myself personally because I don't want that slipping out. So
So,
it's a complete opposite of, I don't want to say that's a complete opposite of your experiences, your
it's
interaction,
okay if it
but
is. Don't have to be the
yeah,
same.
95% of these interactions have actually been positive. And whereas in my mind, my anxiety is saying, everyone's going to judge you because you're a faggot.
Yeah. I
And
think.
no one's gonna let you play their games. But all of that fear is gone, so
Yeah.
it feels good to be able to open up to people. And at the end of the day, people on the other side of the world, people you don't know who they are, you don't know them, they don't know you. Like, I tell myself, who cares what they think, really?
Yeah, I just like jumping on, having fun, like me talking to people while we play. Like, I don't know, that's just my personality, I guess. So I guess that's probably why my mic is pretty much always on, unless I'm eating or having
Oh, my
another
mic is on
conversation.
all the time, even when eating.
But yeah, do you think, like, do you consider yourself part of the gaming community? And I'm talking GAY. And does one even exist?
I'm not exclusively involved in any sort of gaming community. Well, obviously it does exist out there.
Yeah.
Multiple gaming communities exist out there. Do you believe that you are a part of this gaming community and that they also exist?
I think I am, but I'm not active in it until besides from this podcast. I think,
So, like me.
yeah, like, I think there is a community out there. I just,
Isn't there the
I like for me, I went to PAX last year.
Oh, yes.
And every other time that I've been so busy with interviews and filming and everything that I've never actually attended any of the panels. And so last year, thankfully, I just moved here. My camera was playing up, so I couldn't even do that much. So I made it a mission to go and plonk my little behind down, minus the little part, and watch as many panels as I could, that were related to LGBT gaming. And crap, there was a lot of people in those panels. There was so many people in those panels, so many smart people hosting, and people telling stories similar to mine. It was insane. And that's where I really felt like, yes, there is a gaming community there. And you know what? There was such a wide variety of ages and genders, and there was no, like, everyone just kind of was coming together because everyone loves gaming. And I really felt that message coming across, all through the panels, and just like they had stalls set up so you could get some more info. So there's definitely a community out there. I just don't think I'm in it yet.
Did you feel after all of your experiences that you've had over the years in online games, did you feel like you were, in a way, you were home when you came across all of these people?
I know you're being serious, and it's gonna sound corny. Totally, yes. Like, I just wanted to give them all a big hug and say, "Oh, finally!"
Security.
I want to hug you all.
Free hugs.
But
yeah. Alistair was the one crying in the back.
Yes. No, I was the one who had my phone out following them all on Twitter going, I want to pick apart these people's brains. I want to find out what's going on. I want to get in on this loop. Anyway.
He's in the back. I slid into your DMs.
Slid into your DMs, yeah. Yeah, so I think there definitely is. It's just a matter of whether you willingly participate or not. And I'm still at the not stage at the moment.
Why do you feel like you're sitting at the not stage?
Because I haven't gone to any of their events.
Oh, okay.
So they have events and socials and like literally like they'll do things that cost money and then they'll do things where it doesn't cost money. So everyone will take their Switches or DSs or PlayStation Vitas to a park. And everyone will just, you know, sit together and play and hang out. And like even that is so, so strong and so powerful. As a community to come together, to feel comfortable together. And, you know, other times they'll go to like Bartronica and, you know, do social stuff or go out for dinner and stuff like that. So there's, I think there is a community there if you want to be a part of it.
It's good that it doesn't feel forced.
Yeah. And I think that's what I liked. I think the message that I got from the panels were, yeah, it's not, it didn't feel forced. It didn't feel over the top. Yeah. And it wasn't like, oh, this is the gays. Like we're the gay conference. Like
it throws the glitter.
Yeah. It was all very organic. Like it was definitely nothing too sus there.
I wasn't going to say sus, but...
I know. I couldn't think of a better word.
Over the top.
Over the top. There we go.
Ultra flamboyant.
Oh, no. There was plenty of that.
Oh.
I was there. Hello. So if we're not choosing to be part of the community or just not part of the community, do you think we can change the culture as gamers and... be examples, like when we say, hey, stop saying that, do we think it actually does anything, or we just disconnect and they go,
I would like to say that it does something, but at the same time it's not doing much. Unfortunately, we're not going to be, because okay, let's face it, they're 14, most likely 14 year olds who don't have the mental capacity to go, okay, faggot is a bad thing, so it's calling people N-C-D. I'm sure there's something that starts with E. Yeah. No, it's not going to change something unless a conversation is going to happen.
Yeah.
Which, let's face it, in the 10-15 minutes that you're playing Call of Duty Domination, it's not going to happen.
So is it even worth discuss? Like, is it even worth saying no? Is it worth saying, hey, you shouldn't be saying that?
The change obviously is not going to happen immediately. It probably won't happen at all with some of these people. A lot of them are narrow-minded. I think we did cover this last week. I'm sure we did. Some people are just narrow-minded.
Yeah. And yeah, we know that. But and is it even worth saying anything to them? Is that going to do anything?
No, but you don't want to be the weak one and backing down and having to get out of chat or get out of game and not belong. Like, could you imagine trying to play your favorite game in the world and not having the strength to, like, stand up to these people and always constantly having to back down and not have a good time? Because of that activity? Yeah,
but I think the point is not everyone has the strength and the courage to stand up and do that. I think the point is we shouldn't be in any kind of situation where that is acceptable and that is the norm. And look, it's going to be impossible to police and impossible to stamp out.
I mean,
Unrealistic.
you could always, well, not every game's gonna like have this option. I think doesn't Overwatch have like a custom community server to play on? But at the same time, we don't. I mean, that'd be great. That'd be fabulous. But we don't really want to have to go that far. We want to be able to play with everyone else. We want the same equal rights as all the other gamers. Yeah, I know what you're saying when not everyone has the strength to stand up and say, "Don't call me a faggot, mate."
If you're listening and you've had any experiences, positive or negative, or you have any feedback or comments about anything we've said, feel free to look us up on Facebook or send us an email if you really want to. We would love to hear from you. So, let's move on to my favorite part of every episode. What have you been playing with? Would you like me to go first, or would you like to take us away?
I think it's your turn to go first
My
this
turn?
week.
Okay, cool.
What have you been playing with, Alistair?
All right. So I've actually just finished playing Yoshi's Crafted World on the Switch. It is a platformer. It is a slow, casual game. I semi liked it. It was cute. It's a platformer. It's cute. I gave it 3 out of 5. Nearly gave it a 2. It was okay. Schmeh.
So not as good as Yoshi's Island.
No, nowhere near as good.
Oh.
So if you have kids, or you really, really love Yoshi, then you will probably love this game because it is pretty darn cute. Just not really for me. Also, Lego DC Supervillains had a massive update last week. So basically, we got new characters from Batman the Animated Series, as well as new level pack that's included in the season pass. And we also got a ton of characters, DC characters, in the Lego Movie 2 movie style. Wow, that was weird to say. But they don't all unlock. You have to find them and do missions with them and unlock them, which is pretty cool. I gave this game a solid 4.5 out of 5. And I really want to go back and change my review to a 5 because it has been pumping out the updates, both free and paid, pretty much like at least once a month since its release. And we're
Oh,
talking
wow.
about a freaking Lego game.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait,
Like,
is this the same game we're talking about
with
right here?
additional levels, tons of different characters. There's another update coming next week with 2 Shazam levels and 10 Shazam characters. It's insane. The work that WB are doing on this game is really impressive. I think it's probably one of the best LEGO titles so far because of that support. Other games that have come out since, like the LEGO Movie 2 and LEGO The Incredibles, are not getting anywhere near the amount of updates and content that this older game is getting. But yeah, crazy.
Well, they're stepping their game up.
Crazy. Yeah, I never thought I would enjoy a season pass of a Lego game, or that one a Lego game would be deserving of a season pass. And as
Did you
usual,
first think when they were saying that it's gonna have a season pass?
oh, I was like, you freaking rip-off merchants. Sold. And still
Are you
bought
gonna
it.
try to still like sell us characters that we have to pay to unlock?
Still bought it at launch anyway. And yeah, it turns out totally worth it. Yeah, so if you're a DC fan, you'll definitely love this. And as usual, my good old rumblings of Stardew Valley are still
There
kicking on through.
we
But some pretty good games on the Switch. I bought Alex the Kid in Miracle World is available on the Switch as of Friday. It's $10, and it's pretty much the like a straight port of the Sega Master System Classic.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, $10. Ooh, but totally worth it.
Only $10.
It's only $10. It's fine. But yeah, what about you, Nico? What have you been playing?
Well, I've been playing. Well, I actually had to think about this over the last 2 weeks. I've been playing Devil May Cry 5. That was a very fun game. That was my first Devil May Cry title ever, and I
Really?
love. Yes,
Wow.
I know.
That's great. So, did you, sorry, just out of interest, did you feel lost or anything? Or were you like, huh? What?
Not
Huh?
really,
Okay.
because they did catch you up a little bit
Yeah,
with
that's true.
that little movie thing.
Yeah.
So that was helpful because I'm thinking, oh no, there's going to be so much lore to catch up on. And then within 5 minutes, I'm like, okay, I've got it. Let's do this. But I really loved it. It's my kind of fast-paced, action-filled game that's. I don't like hack and slash games anymore. They are dead to me. But this one was really different. This one like turned it up a bit, and the music, oh my God, that just it constantly had me pumped once I got
Yeah.
into battles. It was so good. Well worth the 9.5 out of 10 that I gave it on Game On Australia.
Do you also want to be in a threesome with the three main characters?
Dante and V.
I have had such a long love affair with Dante for all these games.
Okay, so once I started playing with Nero, I was like, you're basic. You're just swinging a sword around and that's it.
But
Then I started playing with V, and I'm like, okay, first thing I think about was the boy band and Final Fantasy 15.
so Nero in the last game had a pretty graphic sex scene, and I've loved
I'm
him
playing
since then.
the
Loved him since
last
then. Loved him since then. Anyway, yeah.
Replay some mission over and over again.
Sorry, keep going.
Then I started playing with V, and I'm like, oh, hello, okay. You're different. Like, he was a summoner. That's the main reason I fell in love with him, because he could do all the things with his pets and stuff. And because I'm a caster lover from like way back in RPGs and stuff, so that really helped me fall in love with V, and the tattoos. And the tattoos. Yes. And then I started playing with Dante, and he could do all the things and more, and he is hot. So yeah, put Nero to the side. V and Dante in. Let's go.
Jeez.
Yes. Also, there were some pretty hot female characters too.
Yeah.
But we'll not talk about sorry, Alistair.
That's fine.
So yes, 10 out of, well, 9.5 out of 10. Definitely would recommend to a friend. And also, I've been playing another Japanese title, kind of a very niche one that kind of reminds me of Stardew Valley in a way, but
You have my attention.
it's like that. It's that town building simulator-esque game that also has a storyline, but yeah, it's not Stardew Valley-esque,
Okay.
but not it. It is Nelki and the Legendary Alchemists, and it is now out on Nintendo Switch, PS4, and I think it's on PC I think. You'll have to look up that. Currently in the midst of reviewing it. It's getting there slowly. It's one of those very multitasking kind of games where you have to make sure that this is going on while balancing this and doing that, and yeah. You'll get my full review on Game On Australia within the next week on it.
Cool.
Yep. And I've also been playing Final Fantasy 14.
Of course.
Yes. Like, maybe I should level up a new class, new character.
So that brings us to the end of another show. Nico, where can our listeners find your gaming works?
You can find my gaming works on Game On Australia. Oh, wait, that's not even the real website. Edit! You can find my gaming works on www.gameonoz, that is Oz with an AUS.com. Also, can I plug something else?
Go for it.
Game On Australia now has a stream team called the Game On Australia Legendary Legends, and I am one of them, and I will be streaming every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time until 2 a.m. and
Ooh.
Saturday, yes, very late. We're getting to our American audience. Yes, even though we are Australian. Also, we'll be streaming on Saturday nights from 9 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time till midnight.
And you can find my stuff at novastreamnetwork.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Alistair. I have really weird spelling, so I'll leave it in the show notes below. Would love to hear from you. As of now, we are available on a lot of devices. And by a lot of devices, I mean apps. So you can follow us, Game Over AUS. You can find us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, Radio Public, Breaker, Overcasts, and Pocket Casts. Wow, that's a list. So
You
please
get them all?
give us a like, give us a follow, send us an email if you have any questions or if you have any feedback, anything that you want to add, tell your gay friends about us, because we would love to hear from them. Wow, that sounded like we're a dating site, but we
Email
aren't.
us.
Send us a message.
Slide into the
Swipe right.
DMs.
So that about does it for
We are not
episode
single.
two of Game. Oh, I'm tired. Edit. So that about does it for episode two of Game Over. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you all next fortnight.
Everybody.